Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist, and it looks like I'm overdriving my mic a bit. We'll fix that very quickly. Hey, welcome to another week of the Redneck Dentist here on Real Liberty Media. I have a ton of stuff to talk about, as usual. I always love doing this Saturday thing. It's a great time. Okay, so I'm going to start off with a few things. Little housekeeping here as we get started. Number one, we are currently pouring concrete for a new shed, she shed, and greenhouse. So it might be a little noisy, but I think not. I close the windows. It's a beautiful day here today. Going to be maybe 80 for a high. It's perfect. Really perfect day. Let me make sure everything. Nope, I'm gonna make sure that stopped. We're good to go. All right. So we're pouring concrete for a new shed. Might be a little noisy. I might even get a little interrupted and have to go help out. If that's the case, who knows what's gonna happen? We'll just have a short show. And on the menu today, I think this is the first time in the entirety of my podcasting here on Real Liberty Media that I am not grilling something today. We are actually going to have tacos because we have, you know, my stepson, my son-in-law, and probably a bunch more visitors will be here helping out with this little project. So tacos on the menu, which sounds fantastic. I'm up for it. And okay, so I wanted, before I kind of get into I really hate the cuss on my show, so I'm not going to, but let's just say, before we get to the S show, I just want to tell you about some crazy stuff that happened this week. And I'm sharing them because they really gave me pause for several reasons. So I'm going to tell you each one of these stories, and then we will kind of discuss why I think they're interesting. I'm going to kick my shoes off. Well, sandals, I guess. Okay. The first story I'm going to tell you is about shopping at Harbor Freight. Now, I don't know if any of you ever shopped at Harbor Freight. I know the whole story, it's cheap stuff. I think it's kind of like crap, but you can get some stuff that's decent. And by decent, I mean, if you have a job to do, you can generally get that job done with whatever inexpensive stuff you can pick up from Harbor Freight. Now, if you were going to become a contractor, I wouldn't suggest filling your tool boxes or trailer outfit with Harbor Freight tools, just because I haven't had enough experience with them to know whether or not they would last in some kind of a business operation like that. But it's like everybody I talk to kind of talks about Harbor Freight like it's cheap stuff. And, you know, some of the stuff I've got from them, I'm like, this is really cheap. But here's what I'm going to tell you. So I've been waiting for this welding table, as you all know, who listen regularly. I'm working on a 79 Chevy short bed pickup that's my farm truck, and I'd like to restore it and make it a beautiful 79 Chevy pickup. So I decided, you know, I've looked for somebody to weld for me, and, you know, they either want so much money that it's ridiculous, or they just don't want to do it because it's an old 79 Chevy with a bit of rust and, you know, could be a problem for them, I guess. So I decided I would just learn to weld myself, and so I bought a welder, I bought, you know, the stuff, and I noticed that Harbor Freight had this welding table, like, for $70. And, you know, it's like a metal table. It looked, you know, it's just for this little project. It'll work fine for me. But I've been looking for it I've been waiting for it to come into stock at my local Harbor Freight because you can't order it online, apparently, because it said in-store purchase only. Okay, so for weeks, I've been watching the Harbor Freight ads come into my email, and every time I got a Harbor Freight ad, which if any of you have shopped at Harbor Freight or have, you know, asked for their mail, you know that you get probably an email every other day, something like that, or maybe three emails a week. So like three times a week, I would check for this welding table. And so finally, in, you know, like weekly, you get these coupons, you know, to save money by going to Harbor Freight. And the other thing is, Harbor Freight always is discounting stuff. Even when you go in there, they have a flyer with the current, you know, specials. And if in the past, I have found that, let's say I went in there to buy a specific item, and they said, do you have any coupons? And I was like, oh, no, I don't. And they would just pick up the flyer and, you know, zap a coupon and take some more money off. So this time, the email that was sent to me after maybe a couple months of looking for this welding table, I got the email that, you know, for the percentage off coupons for the week. And so I go on their site and I did the search for my welding table, and sure enough, it said that there was one in my local Harbor Freight store. So I was like, okay, I better jump on it because they're constantly out of these things. And it showed that there was only one in the inventory. So, of course, I head directly to Harbor Freight, coupon in hand. I go in. The table isn't out on the floor yet. It's back in storage, but the woman was nice enough to go get it for me out of the back storage area. And then I said, and I have this coupon, and she started hemming and hawing, like, you know, oh, yeah, well, I don't think that this coupon works for this. Now, let me tell you, this coupon said 30% off any single item. That's what the coupon said. Now, I still thought $70 for this table was fine. It was a good price. You know, like, I need it. I have $70. I'll pay $70. But I was like, okay. I said, well, can you just scan the coupon anyway? And she was like, oh, yeah, I don't think we can, you know, yeah, there's a list of stuff that it doesn't apply to. And she asked the other cashier, she said, hey, what code do I use for this? And he says, you just put in the welding code or something like that. And there was a different coupon for like 15% off specific welding stuff or maybe general welding stuff. And, you know, I mean, I don't like spending a whole lot of time in public places anyway. And I was kind of already tired of this, you know, I could kind of feel that there was some kind of jerking around going on. Because generally, I'm not kidding, when you go into Harbor Freight, they are like dying to give you some discounts. And for some reason, this was like turning out to be a way bigger hassle than, you know, I was interested in dealing with at the moment. So I bought the table, and I went out, and I got in a truck and, you know, put the table away, and off I went on my way. And I was just thinking, man, that is so weird that, you know, they are so stubborn about giving away this little bit of a discount on this thing. But as I've been talking about for weeks, this whole inflation thing going on, I think that they were just dragging their feet so they wouldn't have to give a discount. And, you know, they're probably hurting like everybody else is hurting. I don't know if, you know, Harbor Freight, I'm sure it's a franchise or something like that. So, you know, so they're just not, you know, not going to be giving away money anymore, I guess. But anyway, so listen to what happened next. A whole different scenario. So on Fridays of every week, well, number one, I don't work Fridays. So, you know, I'm off to do whatever I do on Fridays. One of the things I like to do, well, I go to town and usually pick up the week's worth of supplies that we need if we need something. Hang on, drink time. And number two is Chick-fil-A always brings in a food truck into the little town that's 15 miles from me here in Sheridan. Now, I like Chick-fil-A. It's like one of the only fast foods I'll eat. In fact, these days I don't eat any other fast food other than Chick-fil-A. And only on Friday, if they're in town and if I happen to be there, which I always try and make an effort to be there when they're there. So I go to Chick-fil-A, the food truck. It's like 1:30. It was after Harbor Freight. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon or something. And it's not too busy, so, you know, I stand in line. And usually I'm really horrible about using, you know, some kind of an app or something, but I do have Chick-fil-A's app. Whole nother story why I did that. But it had to do with COVID, the whole lockdown thing. So I had the app ready, and I show it to the lady, and she says, our app thing isn't working. We're not connected or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. I'm just here to get a couple chicken sandwiches, some waffle fries, and some sauces, man. So, okay, no problem. But I'd had the app open on my phone standing there at the door. So, at the door of the food truck, you know, ordering and paying. And, you know, she says it's not working or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so... Then you wait for them to get your food ready, and they call your name, and you go get your food, and off you go. So no problem. Got my couple sandwiches. I like the spicy chicken sandwich and waffle fries. And I head back home, which is like a 15, 20-mile trip, because that truck is on the opposite side of McMinnville, which is about 5-6 miles long. Anyway, so I'm heading back, and I'm thinking, man, that's really crazy. Harbor Freight, you know, basically balked at me using some kind of a discount. And then I turn around and go to Chick-fil-A, and they basically told me their app isn't working or something, you know. And I don't even know if you get a discount. I think you just kind of get, I don't know, reward points or, you know, customer loyalty stuff or something like that. Anyway, no big deal, right? I come home, eating my sandwich, and I hear this notification on my phone. So I look to see what it is. It's my Chick-fil-A rewards. I'm like, huh. So why did that person tell me it wasn't working? And yeah, I know it could have been a completely innocent, you know, thing where maybe in that minute it wasn't working, or maybe earlier before I got there it wasn't working or whatever. But because I had the app open, and I guess I was close enough, sure enough, it scanned the app or took my order or whatever, and then gave me, you know, whatever it is, reward points, or I don't even know what it is. I'm not that interested in it. Just once in a while I think, oh yeah, I got an app for this, I should use it. Well, anyway, so we'll fast forward to yesterday. So those two things happened Friday a week ago. Yesterday, my wife had an appointment in McMinnville, and I had an appointment in Sheridan. And both of them were in the morning, like at 9 o'clock. Well, mine was at 8:30. I think hers was at 9:15. So she had to take off early to get to hers, and I went to mine. And then she went shopping, and this is so stupid. I'm not kidding. I mean, you'll get it. Okay, so she's in the grocery store. And, you know, this grocery store has a deli counter, and then it has a grill, like a, you know, made-to-order grill. So she goes to the grill part, and she says, I'd like a, you know, such and such breakfast sandwich. And the lady says, we don't have any eggs. And I think Rochelle was probably shocked for a minute, like, man, this is a grocery store. And I just passed like a whole, you know, cooler full of eggs. But the grill apparently didn't have any eggs to make this breakfast sandwich. Now, you know, I could say a bunch of stuff about this store. I'll tell you a little bit about this store. This store is not a typical store. Like, it's not a Walmart. It's not a grocery outlet or Publix or Safeway. This is a little, you know, kind of a smaller chain, local chain. It's expensive, but when you go in there, you get really good customer service 99.999% of the time. Like, you know how it is these days. You go into a store and you go do your shopping, and if you can't find something, you suck at finding stuff. And there's not generally a whole bunch of people around to help you. In this store, it's totally different. They have people there specifically to help you. I mean, yeah, they're doing their other jobs too, but basically, they're there to give you a hand, you know, to make your shopping trip easy and enjoyable. So why that grill episode happened, and why they couldn't actually just walk over to the egg cooler and get some eggs, I really have no idea. Like, it seems to me, especially, it's so weird because, like, I know all the people who work in there. Like, I know the people in the deli. I know the people at the bakery. I know the people in the butcher shop. I know the people at the cashiers. I know the manager. I know all of those people. Like, I've shopped there for 20-something years, and most of those people have remained the same. So it's so crazy to me that they wouldn't go pick up some eggs to sell a sandwich, a breakfast sandwich. Very strange. And I can't put that in some kind of perspective, like, you know, it's due to inflation. Although, I mean, maybe it could be, but I don't know how to fit it in there. It was just really strange. So those are the three crazy things that happened in the last week. And I don't know. It's a strange time we're living in, that's for sure. So let's see. Let's get on to the stuff. Where shall we start today? Okay, I did put a couple things up on BitChute or BChute and Rumble. I am really just getting started into that stuff. It is becoming easier. So there will be, and those are shorts. Those are like 5-minute blabs. But anyway, they are there. So if you want to go check those out, I'll put a link somewhere, maybe in the chat room later or something. I'm not prepared to do it right now. Man, I do want to tease this a little bit. I'm going to do a 5-minute, maybe 10-minute show for either Rumble or BitChute or both. I think in some places it's called BChute, by the way. But That show is going to be on Liberty, and I think that most of the regular listeners here at Real Liberty Media already know that stuff. I think my goal is going to be to get those people who are looking for Real Liberty to be able to find stuff that'll get them to start thinking about what real liberty is. So basically, that show is going to be about, I have to pull it up real quick here. Nope, that's not it. Oh yeah, that show is going to be on federal rules and regulations. I think that you will find that interesting. And then also next week here on Real Liberty Media, the Redneck Dentist, we're going to be talking about mass murder and serial killing. And there's a very specific reason why I'm going to go into those definitions next week and provide a, oh, there you go. Thanks, Beth. And provide a, just some background. So just be ready. That's going to be a very interesting show. I'm hoping it's going to be, I think it'll take people on a little journey, and it should be fun. So one of the things I really wanted to talk about this week, which is really driving me crazy, and I probably could have gone into a lot more depth than I'm going to. Let me see how many references I have to this. I think just a few. But this is something that has really been bothering me. So why is it that every single medication, treatment, herb, suggestion, on and off label medications or medicaments, herbal remedies, why are they being restricted? I mean, why are we keeping treatment from people? I think this is purely evil. If you know, even if you don't know, I think in some cases, let's take the case of some herbal remedies. Let's say if you think that some herbal remedies would be helpful to somebody, why would you restrict that treatment? Why would you try and keep people from using that treatment? And, you know, all of those other things that I think we've talked about before, hydroxychloroquine, I'm trying to think of all the things that that they've restricted lately or tried to restrict lately. But basically, you know, all of the things that can make your life a little easier or maybe reduce symptoms or maybe make the suffering less, it's like they're being restricted so much by the federal government that they're preventing people from getting these things. And I don't understand that battle unless it's purely for totalitarian control and tyranny, which is basically what it is. Like for you to put some regulations in place that actually increase human suffering is pure evil. That's just evil. And if your only goal is to make people get vaccinated when you don't even know the long-term effects of that vaccination, if you don't even know, you know, how safe your jab is, if you haven't even studied how many people are reacting to the jab negatively, and you're restricting every other kind of medication that could make that whole recovery process easier, it's purely evil. I don't know what we do about it, but I think things are starting to be done about it. And I wanted to look into this. Let me just read this real quick because monoclonal antibodies. Oh yeah, I think I did read about this. So monoclonal antibodies is a treatment because that they've taken the antibodies from people who have been sick and recovered, so it's a very effective treatment. Now, why would you restrict that treatment? Why would you prevent people from getting that treatment when we are fairly certain, because that treatment's been used before and has been, you know, has a proven track record? Why would you restrict that? Unless you're just purely evil. And, you know, I'm not going to get biblical on people, but one of my favorite quotes from the Bible actually talks about that very thing. You know, I'm not going to get into it, but it is one of my favorite quotes. I actually had a ring with this quote on it, but we'll skip it for now. But, the state of Florida has obtained thousands of monoclonal antibody treatments to treat COVID-19 from a UK-based company after the Biden administration's abrupt rationing of federally acquired doses. Bastards. Just evil bastards. So they're going to decide. I guess the federal government is going to decide who gets it and who doesn't. So guess what? I'm sure I'm on the naughty list. I would not be getting it. It says drug regulators in May authorized GSK's treatment for mild to moderate COVID-19 in patients 12 and older and weighing at least 88 pounds. Regulators and state officials say the drug and similar others help keep people out of hospitals. But, no, let's not let the people have it. You know, let's talk about how, I don't know, unproven it is. What we want you to do is get the jab. That's our goal. You know, if you listen to any of them from the Biden administration, the goal is to get the jab. The goal is not to curb this disease. The goal is not to prevent this disease. The goal is to get everybody jabbed, period. And man, I mean, thank God, I've seen some stories lately of people starting to fight back. Oh yeah, and the Health and Human Services is actually reviewing doctors' orders for monoclonal antibodies. Like I said, okay, so let's say you go to the hospital and you have some mild COVID-19 symptoms and your doctor orders monoclonal antibodies. Guess what? No, you're not getting it. The federal government's going to sit on all those doses that they bought up, and they're going to tell your doc that you need the jab. And they're not going to approve your monoclonal antibody treatment. Why? Why, you know, how all of a sudden did the federal government become so intimately involved in our health care between us and our personal physicians or health care providers? It's pretty terrifying, honestly. And being in, you know, health care, it is pretty terrifying. Like, fortunately, they haven't figured out a way to force dentists into doing a certain kind of care or another kind of care. But I can tell you, it sure seems like the medical profession. As a matter of fact, you guys posted in the chat room earlier this week the AMA's rules for their doctors to follow. It was scary that the AMA would be on board, almost like they're owned by the government also, which is really sad, and which is also why I am not, what do they call that? I do not belong to organized dentistry. I'm not a member of the ADA. I did it for a couple years back in 2014 and 15. Hang on, drink time. And I did it because the sticker looked good on my private practice. You know, when people come in to see you, and I mean generally paying patients, patients with insurances, you know, and they have a copay, and they do their own research, and especially the stuff I was doing at the time, which was placing implants and mounting dentures to those implants so that people actually could return to function. So it was a little higher end clinic, I would say. And, you know, I thought, okay, I'm going to put the ADA seal on my door. That way people who are looking, they won't ask why I'm not a member of the ADA. They'll just be like, oh, he's a member of the ADA. And sure enough, it kind of did work in my favor. But I hate organized dentistry. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't promote stuff like I believe in. So I'm an outlier. Yeah, I don't believe that we should be forcing fluoride on people. I don't believe it. Sorry. But I also am one of those people that believes we're all responsible for our own health. You know, I love people to come into the dentist and tell me about how horrible their dentist has been because he put these fillings in 10 years ago and they all decayed and fell out. And those are the same people that you can tell that they don't brush regularly. They have stuff on their teeth. They have very poor home care. They'll even admit they only maybe brush once a day or something like that. And yet, you know, and the other kind of people, the people that come in and tell me they hate coming to the dentist, and of course they come to the dentist because they have pain, because they didn't come to the dentist when they didn't have pain. But they don't hate the dentist so much that they brush, you know, their teeth like six times a day and floss once a day. They just hate the dentist enough to, you know, go see him when they're in pain. That's it. Now, I do love those patients who hate coming to the dentist and they brush and floss, you know, regularly and thoroughly. And they come in and they're like, man, I hope I don't have any cavities. Nope, you don't. It looks good. See you in a couple years or whatever. You know, yeah, we encourage them to get a checkup every 6 months and all that stuff. But, you know, honestly, my point is, I think everybody's responsible for their own health. So you make the decisions, you know, whether you get a certain kind of treatment or not. You make the decisions whether you're going to take a certain kind of treatment or not. And now people are being so forced into this jab. I mean, thank God people have said no. People have said no to the point where we're going to start seeing serious shortages. I mean, there's hospitals in this country who are losing nurses by the tens or by the hundreds, that those nurses have already missed the cutoff for the first jab so that they would be fully jabbed by whatever deadline was set. You know, there's nurses, there's dental assistants. I already know that as bad as it is right now, I have one regular dental assistant, and that poor assistant has had to do everything every day. Sometimes we get another assistant from another clinic because it's a big corporation and they can move people around, but mostly because we're kind of a small clinic out here in a small town, we're kind of left on our own. But it's going to get worse because they, you know, we have people in this corporation that are not going to get the jab. There's a lot of people who are depending on this religious exception. What's it called? Exemption. I don't think they're going to be granting so many of them. I mean, maybe initially they will. We'll see how it goes. But still, I think there's people who are just on principle not crazy about getting an experimental jab put in their body to protect or not protect against something or to maybe cause them harm. I'd say in the next 2 months, so this is September, October, November. Okay, so like, yeah, by November, it's going to suck. And just think of all of the things that are going to suck along with that. Like, I have a story that I did a short, one of the rumbles was about 10,000 unnecessary cancer deaths linked to COVID-19 pandemic, the lockdown, essentially. So basically what they're saying is 10,000 people died of cancer because of this ridiculous lockdown. Now, that's just cancer. That doesn't count all of the people who probably died of heart failure because they weren't getting, you know, regular or proper care, or they couldn't go in as soon as they needed to go in, or they didn't get kind of, for whatever reason, there was a lockdown and people weren't at work and they were dealing with supposedly all these COVID cases. Oh, so scatterbrained today. So one of the things, I'm sorry, but I mean, so basically just look at 10,000 unnecessary cancer deaths, and that was only in the UK, and it was only cancer deaths. So it didn't count, you know, diabetes or heart failure or, you know, thousands of other diseases that can be terminal that got ignored during that whole time. And I was watching that Project Veritas expose this week, where the nurses. So I don't know if you guys all followed that case. If you watched that video, this is basically what that video was. So there's the U.S. Public Health Service provides medical staff to three different entities that I know of, and probably more, but one is the Indian Health Service, one is the Bureau of Prisons, and then I think they also provide care to people in the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard at least used to be under the Department of Transportation and not actually Department of Defense, so they kind of got their medical care from the government. So that video, you heard those nurses and doctors talking about not reporting COVID jab reactions because it would make it look bad. And those doctors were working in a federal building, because I think the woman said something about it being Indian Health Service. So there's certain kinds of people that get employed in these facilities. They are either U.S. Public Health Service officers, or they're contracted to work there, or sometimes they're employed by whatever entity is there. I'll give you an example. I was in the U.S. Public Health Service as a dentist. I worked in federal prisons. The Department of Justice didn't own me or employ me. They provided a place for me to work. The U.S. Public Health Service paid me. So I was a paid officer in the U.S. Public Health Service who worked inside a facility of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Same thing happens with the Indian Health Service. The Indian Health Service generally owns the facilities. They can employ local people to work in those facilities. But if they don't have, you know, a big pool of nurses or doctors or providers and, you know, maintenance people, whatever, they can pull from the U.S. Public Health Service to, you know, fill their positions. So these people were likely federally employed and could have been contract doctors, nurses, whatever. The point is, they wouldn't dare report these jab reactions because somebody has told them not to. You know, the goal is to make the disease look far worse than the reactions to the jab. And I think, I wonder why nobody has started a, and maybe they have, maybe there's a Facebook page. I hate Facebook, you guys know that. I hate pretty much all social media. But I think we're going to have to figure out something to get people energized. And what I was getting to is, why hasn't somebody started a page to post to I already know why, because on Facebook it would be taken down, on YouTube it would be taken down, on Instagram it would be taken down, on Twitter it would be taken down. But my, what I was trying to say is, why hasn't somebody started a page where they could just put, where you could just go on there and say if you had a reaction to the jab or not? I mean, it would be pretty damn simple. And yeah, you're going to get some people just spamming stuff on there because they're assholes. You know, people will always find a reason to put crap in a web page that doesn't, that they never experienced. I don't think you would get, it doesn't even matter. Even if you got flooded with those, you would still see some real cases. Like, you would still be able, you would still be able to have people post pictures or post records of whatever happened to them. Versus using this stupid federal reporting system who then eliminates things like crazy or doesn't count them, or just basically hides them, all for the purpose of just being evil, just forcing you into getting the jab. That's all they care about. Now, I went three pages deep, and I wasn't even done with the stuff on page one. Oh, yeah. So what I was getting at is, kind of took a little side trip there, but it was worth it for me anyway. And, you know, it's all about me having fun. Okay, so, yeah, evil bastards withholding any kind of medication or treatment that could make your life easier. They're horrible. Hey, I wanted to thank Beth, by the way, in the chat room for turning me on to Mullen. And I will be talking about that in the future. And I got to tell you, Beth, I'm just going to say this as an aside. I'm not going to get into it real deep right now. But this is kind of crazy. I've just been, and I'm sure that some of this is just placebo effect. Okay, I'll admit that right off the bat. But I've just been pulling those flowers off of the mullein plant. And I don't know if I'm saying it right or not. I've heard other people say mullein. It kind of looks to me like something else, but I'll go with mullein for now. I've been pulling the flowers off this plant, and I've been peeling open the petals and just eating the stamens. And I have actually had less coughing spells. And I've only been doing that for like 3 days because Beth turned me on to it. And I actually had one of these dang plants in my yard. It was the craziest thing. But anyway, and then I was telling my son-in-law, about it, because he's really into healthy things. There's a whole another reason for that, and I'm not going to expose his health information to anybody, but he has had a lot of exposure to natural remedies for a very good reason, and he's very healthy and happy now. So I was telling him about this plant, and he was just kind of blown away by it. And then he said, oh yeah, he goes, that is the stuff that's in the eardrops I use every time I get an infection. I said, yes, that's it. Anyway, so thank you, Beth. Okay, so let's look at some of these things. I wanted to look at some of the people putting up a fight. Of course, you know, you have DeSantis in Florida. Man, he's fighting all the way. And trust me, I'm not blinded by any of this. Like, I'm going to do an entire show, like I said, on federal regulations. And like I said, my regular listens will not be surprised by any of it, but I'm hoping that the newer people who catch some of this, that it will start opening their eyes. But thank God for people like DeSantis who were, you know, putting up a little bit of a fight. And sometimes a big fight. But, oh yeah, I don't know if I covered this last week or not, but it said courts will likely agree that the federal government has the authority to enforce COVID-19 vaccine mandates, but will argue that the rules and penalties can't be enforced. So it's kind of like they can say no, but they can't actually, they don't have a police force, so they can't actually, you know, level any fines. Oh, but yeah, I did tell you guys about my MD friend who said that OSHA would fine him. So President Joe Biden said on September 9th, so see, we're kind of behind the times now. What is today, 25th or something like that? But, you know, I get to him eventually. Anyway, President Joe Biden said on September 9th that he'll direct the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to mandate that employees at companies with 100 or more workers will have to either submit to weekly testing or get a COVID-19 vaccine. And it said that fines will be handed down to those who don't comply with the rule, which will impact about 80 million private sector employees. But such mandates are generally relegated to the legislature in our system of government, so I think the courts will focus on that issue first and say that the president may not have the authority to do this without congressional authorization. Which brings me to a point. Who, like, I hope for my new listeners, who of your elected officials have actually done anything? Like, I don't really care which side you're on, since I'm no longer on a side. You know, whichever side would oppose this whole thing, man, they should have done something. But they didn't, and they haven't, and they won't. Everybody's terrified. Let's see, New York system healthcare workers are spared mandates via a federal judge. Unbelievable. A federal judge actually said New York system healthcare workers don't have to follow these mandates. That was kind of amazing. And by the way, why do postal workers in the U.S., why are they exempt? I mean, seriously. I saw that somewhere. I didn't put it in my notes. I think at first I just kind of shrugged my shoulders like, huh, yeah, that figures. I mean, think about it. So those postal workers, so whichever ones are exempt, let's say if the ones that are exempt are the ones that work in the post office, maybe, because maybe there's so few of them. I mean, if you saw my post office in this little town, I'm sure there's like only one or two people in there. I mean, there's no reason to be more, except when the mail comes and goes, there's probably somebody helping to unload or load or something like that. I don't even know. Denmark abolishes all corona measures. I did have a little paragraph here. The good news is some people are beginning to fight back. Some people are refusing to get the jab to keep their jobs. I've heard that my own profession is going to suffer some severe shortages within the next 2 months. People have already missed the deadline to get the first jab to make, to make the deadline for the second jab. So they missed the first jab already that they would have had to get in a certain period of time so that they could get the second jab before the clock runs out, and they haven't done that. Oh, my notes are all messed up. So that's okay. But the bottom line is there's going to be these huge shortages. So the other things I wanted to talk about was inflation and unemployment. And this was the funniest thing. It said unemployment is up. And I put, not down. Who would have guessed that? With 351,000 jobless claims, the week ending September 18th saw the highest total claims since the week of August 21st. The figure marked a climb from the previous week's upwardly revised 335,000 claims. In total, 2.8 million Americans were receiving unemployment benefits during the week of September 11th, an increase of 131,000 from the week before. It's kind of funny. It's like the ending of the federal money that was being given to people. They thought that they would, you know, cut off that money and everybody would run back to work, and that's just not the case. I think people are kind of fine with staying home, and people have figured out how to manage at home. Like, you know, spend less money. You know, well, this is all we have, so, you know, we're going to spend that, and we're going to eat food, and we're going to kick it at home, and I guess I really don't have to work. You know, and as far as this goes, like as far as people putting up a fight, and I said this on my little short episode on Rumble or BeShoot, I support those people. I literally will give them food. I probably wouldn't give them money, but I will give them food. I'll provide some food for them. I'll provide some moral support. I may even let them camp out in the yard. I don't know that I'd invite them in my home necessarily to stay, because I'm kind of a private person. You know, we love our privacy and stuff. But, you know, I'd support some people. If it was some of my friends from work and they said, you know, Doc, we're just not gonna do this. Man, I would provide some support for them. And I think that that's one of the things that we may have to do. You know, there's going to be some people who are out there on the front line fighting the fight, you know, holding their own, and, you know, some of us should support them. I'm not going to say anybody has to. I think everybody makes their own decisions on what they're going to do. But, I mean, we have enough food to support a few extra people if we had to. Hey, by the way, let's talk about something nice before we end this show. Because we can always talk about inflation. It's only going to get worse. And if you haven't experienced it yet, you're going to. I mean, there's just no doubt. I mean, unless you've really made the, unless you've really kind of become self-sufficient so that you aren't really purchasing too much stuff out and about. okay, this is what I wanted to talk about. We have a ton of apples on this one little tree. And it is time to do something with them. Now, for the past month and a half, maybe 2 months, like since this apple tree started getting apples, well, one is we had to start pulling apples off, like at every single stage, because there were so many apples. The tree was really becoming heavily laden, like branches were starting to crack. I trimmed off a bunch of branches. I pulled a bunch. I'm 100% sure we've taken 50% of the apples off that tree, fed them to the deer or the coons or the horses or whatever would eat them. But I'm probably every other day I'll pull one off and try it. And I noticed this week, like, there's a little bit of a change. Like, so last week, I would pull an apple. Mainly, okay, the riper ones are on the west side, more sun exposure, just because of the lay of the land here. On the east side, a lot of shade. And, you know, by noon, they're kind of in the sun, in the shade already. But on the west side, they get sun from noon until the sun sets. So the west side apples are done. They're like, they've kind of gone just like to the perfect point of ripeness. The ones on the east side still have that tiny bit of bitterness. Not bitterness, tart. They're a tiny bit tart with a bunch of sweet. So you know that, you know, you're right at that point, like the perfect balance between sweet and tart. So we're going to be harvesting those apples probably, no doubt, this week. We're going to have to harvest them, and then we'll probably, you know, we got to preserve them. And we'll probably preserve them by, well, we're going to make some applesauce for sure, or just some apples, canned apples, or, you know, whatever. And we'll probably dry some just for the heck of it, and then we're going to eat, you know, we'll eat some too, because they'll be on the tree for another month. I mean, unless we pull them all. But we'll probably miss a few because that tree is so dang dense. So that's a kind of the good news. And the garden's still been producing like crazy. You know, we've been giving dozens of eggs away at work because we're getting a dozen a day, and we don't eat a dozen eggs a day. So there's plenty of eggs to go around. And a lot of the squashes are, you know, summer squash, crooked neck squash. The acorns we're going to leave for later. Zucchini, been making some zucchini bread and just having some, you know, stir-fried zucchini or steamed zucchini or fresh zucchini and summer squash, crooked neck squash. Anyway, it's all good. I hope you guys are all doing well. I can't wait till we get more. Yeah, I do have a root cellar right in front of my bomb shelter, but don't tell anybody. I'm kidding, sort of. That's a funny question and answer. Sorry. Hey, but I hope you guys have a great week. I always look forward to seeing you guys in the chat room. I love your posts. The links are always informative. Thanks again, Beth, for the tip. That's kind of awesome that started to change that little chronic condition I've had. And let's make sure. I know one thing. I think this outro is really loud. Stand by, and I will lower the sound in just a second. Hey, thanks for listening to the show here today with me, Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. I invite you to join us on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. If you're interested in learning the truth, if you're interested in learning about liberty, and I mean true liberty, and if you want to have some fun, come on over to reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. Thanks. Bye.